And now, it's your turn to start living the designer life with your host, the Reverend Kevin Cottrell Ross.
Welcome to Design Your Life with Kevin Ross and Friends, where we gather every Wednesday to share live real-time distinctions and practical coaching and information that is designed to inspire and empower you to become people of purpose, passion, peace, and prosperity. I'm your host, the Reverend Kevin Ross, the Senior Minister of Christ Unity Church here in Sacramento, California, and it is my pleasure to invite you to come on a powerful journey with us today as we explore new methods and techniques and distinctions for you to design and live the lives of your dreams. That's what this program is all about, giving you the tools that you can use in your life each day to design a life worth having. And I'm so delighted about today's program. I'm delighted about life in general. I want to welcome our listeners from around the world. We are broadcasting or webcasting in over 101 countries, and we continue to appreciate your participation and support of Design Your Life and Unity FM. So thank you for joining us. Listen, I want to share something very personal with you all, and very seldom do I use this forum to talk about personal things, but I just got a call a few minutes ago from my wife letting me know that my daughter, my baby daughter, Camila Cottrell, as you know, she's 3.5 months now. She has some health challenge that she's experiencing right now, and she's just gone to the doctors, and the doctors didn't have such a favorable report. And it has her in a little bit of a panic right now, but we want to know the truth for baby Camila. I'm asking for your consciousness right now just to know that the perfect life that governs all of this universe, that perfect life that is health and healing and well-being, is coursing through her right now, restoring her to her perfect wholeness. And if you are willing to just know this with me, I'm knowing that instantaneously and miraculously that life is anything that is unlike that perfect life is being reversed and sent to the nothingness from which it has come. And so if you would agree with me, if you're listening with me, wherever you are, just to whisper a little prayer for Camila Cottrell. And if you're by Facebook, if you're in agreement with this truth for Camila Cottrell, just send me a little amen message so I know that that you're praying with us and affirming her total well-being. And I appreciate that. I really appreciate your prayers for her. Today I have a question for you listeners. Are you being run by your BS? Are you being run by your BS? Are you driven and reacting out of your BS? Now, before you assume that I'm being profane, I'm not. I am asking you, are you being driven by your belief system? Your belief system. Oftentimes, our beliefs are what create the experiences that we have in our lives. And on today's program, we have the producers and the creators and participants of the exciting new movie, Beyond Belief. And I'm thrilled about it. If you have not heard about it, you need to hear about it, and that's why I'm telling you about it. If you want to follow along during this broadcast, they have a wonderful trailer on the website. Go to www.beyondbeliefthemovie.com, www.beyondbeliefthemovie.com. And joining us at the top of the program is Jim Holzkonecht and his partner, his producer partner, Becky Hayes. Welcome to Design Your Life, Jim and Becky. Welcome.
Thanks for having us, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
I'm thrilled that at long last we're able to do this. I just want to ask you, you know, with movies like The Secret out there and other types of movies that have just swept our country, what stirred it in you to produce something of this nature for all of us? How did it all get started?
Yeah, the obviously the Secret, as you mentioned, Kevin, you know, had a huge impact, as well as what The Bleep, which Elaine was in that film.
Yeah.
had a huge impact on us. And one of the kind of the genesis for the film was really we wanted to take a deeper cut at the law of attraction conversation. I mean, The Secret did a great job of, you know, introducing the concept and outlining the power of our thoughts and creating our experience and our reality. And really our intention was to take a deeper cut at that and to examine the power of the subconscious mind and also provide tools for having people, you know, being able to create what they want in their lives. So that was kind of the impetus back in the spring of 2008.
Okay. And from what I'm hearing, people are just loving this film. Yeah?
We've had a very positive response. Yeah, it's been great so far. I mean, I think it's a great supplement in an expanded, you know, conversation for where The Secret kind of left off and kind of where we're going. I mean, people really are hungry for tools and to take their power back and to have the tools to do that. And I think this film helps provide that. So I think that's one of the reasons that it resonates with so many different people.
Becky, why was this important? Why is this an important film to produce now?
Well, like Jim said, The Secret did a wonderful job at bringing people's awareness to the law of attraction and how your thoughts create reality, creating what you want. And when people go out to apply it, for some people it works and some it doesn't. Like obviously all the guest speakers who took the time out to be here today, it works for them, and many of them have used these tools to get to where they are, as they talk about, and beyond belief. But when it doesn't work, what is stopping you is often at an unconscious level. It's your beliefs that are often not even conscious. They're buried in our unconscious mind. And so this film is really important about taking that extra step to show you how that works and what's stopping you.
Would you say this is religious or spiritual or neither one? Who wants to take a stab at that?
I'll stab at that.
Because when we think about our beliefs, we often tie that immediately to our religion or our spirituality. What do you
say? That's true. People often will think beliefs, spiritual, religious beliefs, but beliefs are... What's funny about beliefs is there anything that you believe to be true, including religion, spirituality, and if it's going to rain today or if it's going to be sunny, or what you believe about the world. Is the world a safe, friendly place, or is it difficult and dangerous and scary? Those are all beliefs. Beliefs are often things that we believe to be true. We don't even recognize them as beliefs. We think they're facts and they're reality, but oftentimes they're our beliefs.
Yeah, and I like to say it's the lens through which we see the world. It's not necessarily that our beliefs are true. It's that, as you said, we believe that they're true. You know, do you realize that there is still a group on this planet called the Flat Earth Society who actually still believe... Okay, all right. They actually still believe that the Earth is flat.
That's a perfect example.
I think they're calling they're flat earthers. So even though we have new information to tell us, no, the Earth is round and the Earth is, you know, it's part of a solar system and that sort of thing, if I am holding that something to the contrary of that, I'm not even able to evolve with the rest of humanity. In fact, I'm spiraling in the reverse direction. I always find it interesting to ask my guests, how did they get on the path that they're on? Because this path is really kind of off of the beaten path. It's not necessarily a mainstream life that you're a part of, if you will. How did your journey begin, Jim?
Well, I've I've been involved in different. I've been on a kind of a quest for, you know, most of my life, and just, you know, looking at the power of our mind and creating our experience. Been involved in NLP and different things to really explore that, and workshops and meditation and things like that throughout my life, and just it's just something that I'm, you know, very interested in, and you know, this conversation and having us be, you know, we're all, my mom passed away last year and my sister 3 years before that. And it just, you know, made me realize that, you know, we're here for a pretty short period of time, and you know, whatever it is that you want to do with your life, and you know, you better get to it because you just never know. And so it's about maximizing our time here, and that's what I'm really committed to exploring for myself, and to help hopefully provide an opportunity for others to be in that inquiry as well.
Well, first of all, my condolences to you on the transitions of your family members, and just know we surround and fold you in love to even have to say that. But I'm sure then that experience has opened up for you a whole new level of purpose. Would you agree?
Yes. Yeah, definitely after that I was like, you know, there's really not that much time to waste, and it's time to kind of really focus on what it is that you know, I'm here to do. And so that's what inspires me to provide that, and to be in that inquiry for myself, and like I said, to hopefully provide that for others as well.
Well, you know, this you and Becky have started a little legacy here, for sure. So you rest assured if it just reaches one life, and we know that it will has done more than that already, it would have been so worthwhile through your company, Present Course Media. Becky, how did you get on this path, this journey of yours?
Well, it's an interesting question. What led me here is I probably didn't realize I was heading this way until I got here. That's often how it happens. I would say it was a spiritual journey, and I didn't know it at the time, because everything that's happened in my past life has all come together in this one project in a way that I never would have guessed or could have planned. Because years ago, I used to play music. That's what I wanted to do with my life, and I did that for many years. And then I had a video company for several years, and that was my next venture. And then I quit that and sold my company and became an NLP practitioner and hypnotherapist, and I thought I would be doing that for the rest of my life. And that's how I met Jim, and we got into this project. So it brought all the different areas of my life together. And the way it happened was so synchronistic. There were so many signs that just led us to it. It was almost like it was supposed to happen.
Absolutely. And fortunately, you just happened to land with our program. You just happened to land right in your own backyard, because our Unity listenership is very supportive of this sort of work. And you have no idea the difference that you will be making just with this program. And once we start finding out about it more and more, how exponentially the impact that you will be having in our world. So for my listeners, I want you to begin now to open your minds to another way of looking at your life today, because when we come back from our break in just a moment, you're going to have an opportunity to meet some of the experts who participated in this exciting film, Beyond Belief. You're going to have the opportunity to hear some of their insights, to have, if you get in time enough, you'll have an opportunity to perhaps even dialogue with them, because we'll ask you if you'd like to get some of your questions answered, to call in to 888-346-9194, 888-346-9194. And you'll have an opportunity to raise questions to some of our experts, because we know that for some of us, we're ready for a breakthrough. We're ready to get past our limitations. We're ready to be free from our past. We're ready to know how to truly apply this law of attraction, this law of magnetism, radiation. We're ready to do it. We're ready, and we want some answers. And since I know that you do, we've brought the people here to you. For more information, though, I want you to go to BeyondBeliefTheMovie.com. BeyondBeliefTheMovie.com to find out more about our exciting panel that's joining us today, as well as about the trailer that they have available on the website, so that you can get a taste of it for yourself. Now, if going to their website while we're on live is going to interrupt your Unity FM connection so you can't hear my guest, then you just wait till the program's over, okay? I know you're excited, but hang on. You'll have your opportunity. Before we go to break, I'm going to ask the two of you to tell me, each one of you, what is it that you want our listeners to take away from today's program and as well as their experience with Beyond Belief, the movie? Why don't you go first, Jim?
I just want people to get their greatness, you know, get an appreciation of how powerful they are, and that there's, you know, sometimes stuff that gets in the way, and they have the ability and the capability through tools and other things to remove those, and to really get back at their birthright, their power of who they really are and what they can accomplish.
Okay. Great. And Becky?
And I agree with Jim that people are so much more powerful than they believe, and so much more is possible than you believe at any moment. And I hope that people will use the film first to help themselves move beyond any obstacles in their own life, and then take that out into the world to help other people do the same.
All right. And you've heard it from our producers today. You've got your assignment. That's really their mission for you, and those are your instructions. So we have our marching orders. So when we come back from break in just a moment, open your minds. Be open to a new way of seeing life. Joining us when we return are Joe Vitale, Elaine Hendricks, and Maisha Heather. We'll be right back right after this. Stay tuned with more Design Your Life. I'm your host, Kevin Ross.
We now return to Design Your Life.
You're listening to Design Your Life with Kevin Ross and friends. We are so thrilled to be talking with some of the experts from the new movie Beyond Belief. And you can find out more information about Beyond Belief at www.beyondbeliefthemovie.com. www.beyondbeliefthemovie.com. Check it out. It's incredible. It's something that you need in your library, and you need to have these teachings attached to your spiritual ribcage so that you can have it to draw upon as you navigate your own life's journey. So joining us in this segment is Dr. Maisha Hazard. We have Elaine Hendricks, and we have Joe Vitale. I'm going to start with Dr. Hazard to give you a little bit of information about her, and then we'll kind of introduce each one. So I'm just going to give you a little bit of information, and we'll get right away with some of these wonderful questions. Dr. Hazard holds advanced degrees in communication, transpersonal psychology. She has a behavioral science degree, master's, and a MSc in metaphysics in the late 70s. While preparing to take the entrance examination for medical school, she was shown visions of an emerging field of medicine based on quantum mechanics and consciousness. She abandoned the allopathic medicine career path and entered a PhD program in communication. At that time, she continued her independent studies in metaphysics, quantum physics, energy psychology, new biology, energy medicine, and consciousness. Let's welcome to our program Dr. Maisha Hazard. Welcome, Dr. Hazard.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
Wow, that's a mouthful, and there's so much more. I know you're buddies with and a part of the Ministerial University of Transformational Studies at the Agape International Spiritual Center as well. So excited to have you on our program. We also have with us Elaine Hendricks. She is an actress who starred in the award-winning film What the Bleep Do We Know, in addition to television and feature films. In Hollywood, Elaine Hendricks has been called an actor's actor. She is an award-winning producer who is currently working on her fourth feature. Rounding out her creative expression as an author, Elaine feels it is important to maintain a healthy balance of work, play, spirituality, and shopping. Oh, we have that in common. Elaine offers a compassionate and down-to-earth view of her journey to success. Welcome to Design Your Life, Elaine.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I am so delighted that you're with us. And finally, our third guest who's joining us for this segment, he is the best-selling author, Dr. Joe Vitale. He's president of Hypnotic Marketing, Inc., and has too many books to count, including one for the American Marketing Association. His titles include Zero Limits, The Attractor Factor, Expert Miracles, The Key, The Missing Secret for Attracting Anything You Want, and Life's Missing Introduction. Instruction Manual. He was a featured speaker in the transformational film The Secret. Let's welcome Dr. Joe Vitale to Design Your Life. Welcome, Dr. Vitale.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
And so since I have you, tell me now, since Dr. Joe, we'll just kind of reverse it.
All right.
Talk to me about why this movie, why now?
We need this movie right now. It picks up where The Secret and some other movies began but left off. Too many people criticized the movie The Secret as being incomplete. And a lot of the critics for it said that it didn't explain things or it didn't fully understand or communicate what the law of attraction was all about. I defend the movie because I think it's wonderful. I think The Secret was an introduction, but only an introduction to the law of attraction. So what did we need right after that? We got the world's attention, Larry King, Oprah, everybody's saying, go watch The Secret. But right after it, we need further explanation. And that's where this movie comes in, on the heels of what opened the door.
And what do you talk about in the film?
I'll have to go watch it again to see. I'm sure I talk about beliefs, but, you know, my soapbox is the idea that we have what I call counter intentions within us. It's fine to say that I'm going to affirm to have more money or a better relationship or world peace, but if unconsciously we don't believe it or we have beliefs that are counter to our conscious intention, we are not going to achieve it. So I end up talking almost every time I get a chance about the idea that you have to clean up what's in your unconscious mind. It's not your conscious beliefs that are causing you to get what you have. It's your unconscious beliefs. And that movie, this movie, addresses that, and that's what I talk about whenever I'm given a chance.
Okay. Well, Dr. Maisha, how do we clean up our unconsciousness and these beliefs that are running? I call it, you know, how you have your computer running, and it's running slow, and then you have files open in the background that you weren't aware of that's what's really draining the speed of your computer. How do we get those files closed or addressed and clean up this mental hard drive of ours that is stopping us from having our good?
Okay, I love your analogy using the computer. I think number one is to recognize if something isn't happening in the direction of your heart's desire. If you know that you've been doing the affirmations, the prayers, the meditations, the visualizations, and all of those things, and it has not manifested for you, then you can come into recognition that there is something that is filtering out the energy that you're sending forward in the universe and is keeping that which you are seeking from coming to you. So that is your first indication. So that gives you an idea that perhaps there's a belief or a system of beliefs that may be present that may be interfering. Well, what I think is one of the biggest keys is something that I don't think we use often enough, and that is our power of imagination. What we can realize is that, but you know, beliefs are made up things. Human beings make up all kinds of beliefs. They are points of view that we begin to think are true with a capital T, when they're really just points of view with ideas that have clustered around it. And there's been so much evidence that our focus has been on that we think that's the only thing that is really going on in the universe. But when we can pull out and realize that we've been boxing ourselves in a very small universe of maybe the house, the job, the school, the friends that are in our immediate presence, but that we are really citizens, not of a city, not of a state, a nation, or even planet Earth. We are citizens of the universe. And so often we keep our point of view so narrowly focused that we think that we are encapsulated in a space that is extremely limited. And when we pull back and we realize that we can really see a much larger picture and that there are so many more choices that are present and so much more evidence of possibilities, there are infinite possibilities, then you begin to break out and realize that you don't just have what's on your hard drive. You're hooked up to the internet. And when you're hooked up, When you're hooked up to the internet, you have access to information that is universal, that is infinite. And, I mean, it's just amazing that you can put in the little search box a phrase, a word, a question, and get a million hits of information about something. And so you're not limited to what's on your own local computer, your own local hard drive.
Right. Yeah, we're connected to the superconductor. Elaine, let me ask you, have you been able to apply any of what is in the Beyond Belief movie in your own life as an actress? How have you used what's taught in Beyond Belief to support you in your life as an actress or beyond?
Sure. Well, there's a lot of great information in this movie. And, you know, you said earlier about how this takes everything one step further. It's, you know, it's an evolution, and all of this information just keeps unfolding and unfolding. And there's so much more still to learn. So it's a very exciting time in life. And this is very exciting information to be taking in. And I do want to comment on the imagination, because that is something that I have the good fortune of not only exercising in my life in general, but my career aligns with that on a constant basis. Mm. You know, that's using creativity is what I do for a living.
Sure.
And it has very much shaped my life as a whole in every aspect, in my career, in my love life, in my finances, and you know, my family life and my health. And the way I look at it, you all were using the analogy of a computer. As an actress, I tend to look at it in terms of like a toolbox and in building a house. And you don't just use a hammer to build a house. You use a hammer and a saw and a screwdriver and all these various tools. And so as an actress, that's what I do. And I think it goes very hand in hand with life in that you have to try different things and you have to exercise your imagination and you have to tap into all corners of your being and not just talk about these things, but actually do the work to utilize your imagination, actually do the work to understand your unconsciousness, actually do the work to exercise healthy beliefs so that you can, I like to say, envision the outcome and yet let go of the results.
Now, for us who are here, that sounds easy for us to say. Now, I want to just put something out here because I know some of my listeners and people around this country are experiencing hard times. And when they listen to you and me and folks like us talk about, you know, well, you got to break through your belief system in order to pay your bills. Your belief system is what's limiting you. It's not the fact that you don't have money. It's your belief system. Well, I want somebody to bring it to the street level where someone can actually see why they would choose this method over hustling to make a dollar. Who wants to take a stab at it?
I'll take a stab at it. Joe Vitale
All right.
here. First thing I'll
Go
say
for
is I wrote a whole book called Attract Money Now, which I'm giving away to help those people who are on the street, who are feeling desperate, who want to see these principles work. All they have to do is go to www.attractmoneynow.com, and you can read it. Second
okay.
thing I want to say is I was homeless 30-some years ago. I was homeless in Dallas. Then I went on, and I was in poverty for a very long time in Houston. I had to use these principles in order to get myself off the street and out of poverty and where I am now with all these books and all these movies and this, that, and the other. So this stuff works. I can't
okay.
tell everybody how to use it in about 3 minutes of my airtime on an hour-long radio show. So that's why they have to go and watch the movie. I think that just by watching the movie, that things will awaken in them, and they'll start to think and do things differently right after seeing the movie. I think it's that powerful and that useful. I've been there where I know that you want to know, how do I make money when I got to pay the bills tomorrow night? Well, you may have to watch the movie, get up, and then do something. Too many people are just sitting around visualizing and affirming and wondering why the phone doesn't ring. Well, it works both ways. Pick up the phone and call, and sometimes you have to call for help to get yourself out of the ditch. But I would say watch the movie first. read the book, Attract Money Now, free at attractmoneynow.com, and then apply these principles. Nothing happens until somebody moves. The universe loves speed, as I like to say, so you got to just get up and do it.
Okay, so my listeners, you have been given a challenge by the man himself, Dr. Joe Vitale. He's telling you that you're going to get, just for listening today, a copy of his book, Attract Money Now. So you see, these are just, our collective consciousness is just drawing this good in, from expected and unexpected ways. Now, Elaine, you mentioned tools. Dr. Maisha, what are some of the tools people can use to change their belief system, especially those people who are stuck in their religious view, they're stuck in their political view, they're stuck in how they have their relationship with money, or their or how relationships are in general with other people. For example, a woman in a relationship with who grew up watching her mother being abused by a man makes the statement, "All men are dogs, and they're terrible, and so I'm never going to have I can never trust men." What tools can they use to turn that around?
This is Maisha speaking now. And I guess the number one thing that I would say is it's important to really understand what beliefs are. When you recognize that the beliefs are not the truth, they are really points of view that you have been convinced are real. And, you know, if you don't know that, if that doesn't make sense to you, then maybe there are listeners who remember believing in Santa Claus. And, you know, I remember when I was believing in Santa Claus as a little girl, all of a sudden at around six or so, I started seeing evidence of other possibilities. I mean, there were some things that started showing up that made me begin to look in a different direction. And so really what we're talking about here is that in the face of new evidence showing you other kinds of possibilities, are you willing to look in that direction? Are you willing to pay attention to it? Are you willing to see what begins to open up for you? Now, if you keep looking in the same direction all the time, using the same information to try to solve your problems, and you remain in the problems, and you keep using the same things over and over again and getting the same results, well, you know that old story, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a new result, then that's a form of insanity. It's just really understanding.
So are you calling my viewers insane? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, I'm just saying kidding. You get a chance to look at your life, and if the things that you are using have not been working for you, then you can begin to look for evidence of other possibilities. You begin to enlarge what I say, enlarge the territory of your observations, the territory of what you're willing to peep into. And then as soon as you begin to do that, that's why I started off saying, you know, we are not just citizens of the house we live in, but of an entire universe. So much more to pay attention to.
You did just burst the whole concept for me. I'm a little saddened by your comment that there is no Santa Claus. I have been holding on to Santa and the Tooth Fairy all these many years, and, you know, I'm going to have to get some therapy after the session.
there's some ways in which Santa Claus is true. And since I'm speaking to a group of people who are New Thoughters, you know, who may know about Thomas Troward, you know, who talked about how if a thing is true, it's important for you to understand the way in which it is true. It may not be true in that elementary way that you first catch the idea, but something deeper is there that is calling for your attention so you really understand how it is true.
Well, we are, and this is so sweet, it's going to set us up for coming back after our break. But, you know, I want to see if we can bust up some myths in our next segment. You know, there are some things that I think to help people shatter some of their fixed belief systems that we may need to bust up some myths. So you guys think about it while we're over break. What are some of the myths that we still buy into that may be keeping us bound and not allowing us to evolve as spiritual beings on this planet? We are talking with the experts from the movie Beyond Belief. You can go to their website, www.beyondbeliefthemovie.com, www.beyondbeliefthemovie.com. Check out the trailer. Find out more about the movie and how you can get your own copy. It's incredible. Stay tuned. You're listening to Design Your Life. I'm your host, Kevin Ross. We will be right back. If I want to live my life,
it's going to take some sacrifice. Now, back to Design Your Life.
So I did promise to open the lines for callers today. I'm kind of reneging on that promise a little bit because this discussion is kind of juicy here. So you've already gotten a free offer from Dr. Joe Vitale. I'm just curious, would any of our experts be willing to maybe offer our guest a complimentary consultation or anything like that that they might take advantage of so that I don't completely renege on my promise?
I will. This is Maisha speaking, and certainly I will.
Okay, so not to put you on the spot. So if you are listening, I want you to email me on my or just send me a message at Facebook to tell me that you're interested in accepting Dr. Maisha's offer for a session one-on-one. So I'm at Kevin Ross on Facebook, okay? And just send me a message, and we'll make sure that you guys get connected. How about that? So now, before we went to break, I asked that you, my panel, give me some myth-busting, myth-busters, things that would help us to expand how we see the world and burst open some of these bubbles that we have about the way it is. So, Dr. Joe, you said you were going to start off.
Sure. I talk about a bunch of these as they relate to money, prosperity, and abundance in my book, Attract Money Now. But the big one that's haunting people because it's in their unconscious mind is the idea that money is the root of all evil. And that quote has been around for a very long time. Actually, George Bernard Shaw said it was the lack of money that is the root of all evil. And you can imagine
I think George Bernard Shaw got that from Reverend Ike, who said it first.
They lived a different time period, so that would be arguable. But what we were looking at here is that the conscious mind might say, I want to attract more money. But in the unconscious, if it says money is the root of all evil, you're going to have a tough time doing it. The actual quote is, the love of money is the root of all evil. And
sure,
anybody who is wealthy or wants to attract more money realizes that money is not something you love. Money is something you appreciate as a tool. And the more you have of it, the more you can make a difference in Africa or here in this country with homelessness or anything else that you can think of. So money is the root of all evil is one of the stumbling myths that are out there that are preventing people from actually attracting more wealth.
I think that is awesome. That is a great one. Who else wants to take a stab at it?
I'll take a stab at one. And since you brought up politics a little earlier, there's this myth that our solutions will come from decisions made by politicians, that the things that we are being are experiencing in terms of challenges will be solved by decisions that coming out of the White House, coming out of Congress. And it's not true. What we're seeing in terms of the political arena, what we're seeing in terms of the decisions that are being made, that's a reflection of the beliefs and the expectations in the minds of the citizens of the nation. And so if we really want something to turn around, something to change, we have to change our understanding of what's going on. We have to change our perception of our own personal power. We really have the power to change our lives inside of each one of us individually that will impact what happens to all of us collectively. And it's not about really what the folks are doing in Washington. It's about what we're doing in our own consciousness, in our own imagination. If we are preoccupied by the evidence of things in the world in this moment, the appearances of things, if that's what we're paying attention to, we're using our imagination to imagine more of the same old stuff. So if we want to shift it, we have to shift the focus of our imagination and begin to imagine a world that really expresses and looks like that which will give us a sense of peace and prosperity and wholeness.
Awesome.
So it's an inside job.
Yes, it is. Elaine?
Yes. I have experienced and talked with numerous people who struggle with the concept of law of attraction because they get it confused with magical thinking. And they think that, you know, they come from very oftentimes accidentally from a childlike place, which is great. You need the child within you to access your imagination and to really go hog wild with it. But it's not the child that ultimately has the power to affect anything. It's the whole being, and you've got to bring your adult self into the process. And come from a whole being and come from a balanced place and not just think that you can magically think your way out of a situation, because we accidentally end up victimizing ourselves if we go that route.
That is super, because sometimes it does place us in a, we get excited, and sometimes we'll actually that new shift in consciousness just to being excited about something for the first time starts to draw things to us, and we think that that is all that there is to it. So we know that there's more because we get stuck later on. Yeah.
Yes, the law of attraction is not just a simple pill to swallow. It's also not so complicated that it should be something overwhelming that you're afraid to do. You know, you asked about tools earlier. Even the tool of willingness is a very powerful thing. But and use your willingness to be willing to be your whole self through the process.
Anybody have any fun law of attraction stories and about? Give it to us in about 2 minutes, something fun that how you use this in your own life.
I can tell you real quick, Joe Vitale here, that I made a statement years before I knew anybody in the movie business that I wanted to be in a movie. And as a result, I ended up getting a strange phone call one day from a woman who read my book, The Attractor Factor, who wanted me to be in some strange movie called The Secret. And from that, I ended up being in all these other movies, including the one we're talking about today. That all came from me stating an intention and letting it go while taking action on any opportunities that came my way. In that case, answering the phone and saying yes.
You know, can somebody just help one of my listeners? I'm not on TV now. I'm on radio. But one of my listeners, you know, who has written to me who is afraid to just say it, just like you said, just as simple. It can be just as simple as that. How do we get someone past that inner dialogue that won't even give them a person permission to just say, I want to be in a movie, or I want to be a big star, or I want to be a best selling author? I know. How do we get them there? That's to anyone who wants to take it on.
How do we get them there? I don't know that we get them there. I think what can we suggest?
What can we offer
yes.
them? What can we maybe the
yes,
better
I,
question?
I know.
What can
right.
we offer them that would encourage them? You know,
I would say, you know, to look around the world, and anything that any other human being has been able to do is possible for each and every one of us. We are born with infinite potential. And what happens is, you know, we drop into families and communities and societies and cultures that begin to condition and program us into believing in limitations. But at birth, we are alive with a joy of exploration and discovery. And if we can recapture that love, that curiosity, and that love of learning, that love of discovering, and realize it's the most natural aspect of who we are, then we can begin to explore and discover new possibilities. We can begin to look beyond what our experiences have been up to this moment and realize that there's a whole universe out here. Not just what we've already experienced, but a whole lot of other things. And little by little, we can explore, discover, experience, and expand.
Thank you so much for that wonderful explanation. And I think that really says it all. Just out of curiosity, do any of you have anything exciting going on that our listeners may want to know about? Let's start with you, Dr. Joe Vitale.
Well, I got a long list of things going on. I have a miracles coaching program that has taken the world by storm. It's helping people who never thought they can do anything or achieve anything or get past their fears accomplish what others are calling miraculous. And that's described at www.miraclescoaching.com.
Okay, Elaine.
Like Joe, I have a long list of things. In my world, it's all about entertainment and making people laugh and cry and experience themselves through the screen. So I've got 6 movies coming out between now and the fall, and then after that I have another 4 movies coming out. I have a whole slate of television.
How can we find you?
ElaineHendricks.com.
ElaineHendricks.com. Sweet. And Dr. Maisha.
Oh, I've just started a new life. I'm reinventing myself in some ways, and I'm doing a lot of free teleseminars in which we're discussing things like the secret science of imagination, and we're looking at the placebo effect, or all healing is self-healing. We're looking at tapping into infinite potential. So we have a teleseminar.
Where can we find you?
You can find me.
Can we find you online?
Yes, you can. And you can find me best in this moment because we're creating our new website even as I speak to you. You can find me on Facebook.
Okay.
Just look me up on Facebook as Maisha Hazard, and you'll find me, and you can get information about the teleconferences, the teleseminars that we're having that are really fun and exciting.
Thank you so much to all of you. I'm so grateful that you were with us. Thank you to Jim and Becky for conceptualizing something as important as this film. Everybody listening, go to www.beyondbeliefthemovie.com and find out more information about it and get yourself plugged in, tuned in, and turned on. I want to thank again all of my guests for joining us, and thank you again for your prayers of support for baby Camila Cottrell today. I would really appreciate knowing that you're with us. Until next time, dear friends, go forth and design lives worth living. Peace and blessings. This is Kevin Ross. Take care. Bye-bye now.